All right. Still the same music?
Same music. Yep. Really? Same stuff.
How long's it been since I was last here, guys?
It's been a while.
Yes.
This is the part of the show where we thank the ice cream truck drivers.
That's right.
Right now, I'd like to thank Dr. Scoop Litter, Elkton Magic Scoop, Fifi, Frankie Stinky Scoop, and Galactic President Scooperstar McScoops-a-Lot. If you want to be a ice cream truck driver, head over to preachingfun.com. That's where you can go to sign up to be an ice cream truck driver.
I'm going to do it right now.
And who knows? The life you save may be your own.
Preachingfun.com. Can I thank myself?
You can.
Yes. Yes.
Then, hey, Johnny.
Can I also refund
myself? You want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great. Let's go.
God, it says how much money you earn a month. Oh, that's weird, isn't it?
I can make it so it doesn't. You prefer it that way?
What?
I can make it so it doesn't.
Yeah, I just sort of feel like you're doing fine. You don't need me.
Is that why? Take that shit off.
It's time for Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me, I guess he's doing fine, Paul Mattingly.
Across from me, transparent Matt Donnelly.
Over there is Moneybags, Jacob the audio guy.
We're preaching fun.
We offer a bonus episode if we go above a certain level, so we keep the
we're
level
not there yet. Yeah, so it's tantalizing. No,
we're not there.
Let what are you trying to what's close. The level?
$7,777. Then we do a bonus episode just for the patrons.
Wow. That's right. Oh, so no bonuses at the moment for them.
That's right.
That's right.
Do they get any sort of like guarantee of the quality of that bonus episode? Because that's
yes, it is the same guarantee that every other show has.
That, you know, you really. Whenever I've heard bonus episodes of podcasts, they really tail off.
We've done our last two have been pretty good.
Yeah, I think we do a solid bonus episode.
In the past, you did them.
Yeah, we have earned them in the past.
We've been playing them
like last month.
Wait.
Yeah, we had some last month. We had a bonus episode last month.
Oh, so it fluctuates.
Yes,
oh, really. You lost $1,200 in the last.
I don't know. Yes,
you lost $1,200 of subscribers.
The economy's rough right now.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
It's not the economy, buddy.
Yeah. We did a whole show just on racial humor.
Yeah,
that really shut us down.
That'll do it. I had a guy the other day.
Tiff the Magic Dragon is here, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
That's you.
How dare you give away my...
Sorry, Magic Dragon is not here.
Yeah, I was going to do this all under an alias.
Oh.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is here, everyone.
I was going to be Joe Biden today. Joe Biden has got a lot sprightlier.
Yeah, yeah.
You lie! Sorry, I was doing State of the Union.
Listen, I was doing the State of the Union the other day.
Yeah.
And this guy, I said, you know, I was doing this bit in my show where I roast a guy or a girl on the gift they got for their partner.
Yes. Yes.
So this guy got a Louis Vuitton bag, and I said, what color was it? And he said, brown. And I said, oh, the color is shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm brown.
Oh, no.
And I said, no, you're a different shade. You're not going to cancel me that easily, my friend. Yeah. You're not dealing with an amateur here.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes.
This was in the untelevised part of the State of the Union.
Listen, I like doing this, but it's frustrating because I arrive and then you all want to talk to me and I'm like, no. Don't talk to me because I can't. I come here with very limited material. Do you understand that? I don't have a lot.
Yeah,
we do understand.
And I don't want to waste it, you know, in conversation. Small talk
right.
Before we start. So, how's everyone been?
I've been doing pretty good.
I know you and I are buddies.
Yeah.
Outside, we're genuine friends. It's not like this sort of same facade that I have with these two. You know, it was like, oh, great to see you guys. Never see you between podcasts.
Right.
You know, I know you're doing fine. We had coffee. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. When was the last time Jacob invited me out for a coffee?
I don't know.
I think it was the last time you invited me out for a coffee.
Well, the thing is, some people, Matt Donnelly, understand that my life is very busy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not very good at inviting people out for things.
Yeah.
So
he is better at that than me.
What he does is he says to me, hey, let's go for a coffee, buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's nice. And he does it enough so that now I invite him out for a coffee.
Ah, that's
isn't
the
that
key.
True?
It is true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
it's
the key.
Called Stockholm Syndrome, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've pretended to like me now that I've cornered you in coffee numerous times.
Yeah, and now I'm like, oh, God, I haven't seen Matt for a while. Let's invite him out for a coffee. We've got enough coffee.
So you're saying I should text you and invite you out for a coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These aren't like half-hour coffees, by the way. These are like two-hour coffees. They're the kind of coffees where you run out in the conversation in the middle of, but then you stick with it.
Yeah. You sit there in silence for a while.
Stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody leaves.
We check a couple of emails. We check a couple of texts.
And then you're back in the game. You're like, wait a second. I remember I've got some more stuff to talk about.
You know, 10 minutes ago, I got an email, and let me tell you about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good combo.
That is. They're also the kind of coffees where you think about what you're going to talk about before you arrive.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, oh, I'm going to see Matt. Let's just. You don't write anything there. Like normally podcasts, not for this one, but normally podcasts, I write down a list of things that I have to talk about since I was last on them. You know, I'm not saying I do that with Matt. I'm just saying that I think, oh, yeah, when did I last meet? Oh, yeah, okay, I know what I'm going to talk. I've got a few things to tell
him
about.
Can you share a topic that you had prepped last time you had coffee with Matt? Well, I know I wasn't there. That's why I'm asking you to share now.
If you want one of these topics, you invite me out for coffee.
All right. You want to go get some coffee?
All
right, let's go.
Great, but you have to text me a time, and I have to agree to a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not quite.
He's very busy. He's gonna give you back options.
Yeah. But I'm usually good at sticking to them. Not all the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but usually I'm good at sticking to them.
You're like me. Once something's in the calendar, once you have something set, you're pretty good about getting there.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Not perfect. Yeah. But pretty good.
None of us are 100%.
I usually will tell you if I can't make it and rearrange.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will be sitting there waiting for me to have coffee.
Yeah.
And after 10 minutes, you'll text me and I'll be in another country. I'll be in Canada.
For instance, hypothetically.
I was once, when I was much younger and doing magic, I was once having a very nice dinner with my girlfriend at the time and a couple of other friends. And this guy rang me up and said, where are you? I said, I'm having a very nice dinner in East London. And he said, I'm in Spain waiting for you at the airport. I said, no, I'm not there.
You're going to be there a while.
You're going to be. And the worst thing was, it took me a day to get there.
Uh-huh.
During which time I missed some things that I was supposed to be at.
Good.
I was supposed to be there and I wasn't.
Yeah.
And then they tried to send me home, but they booked my flight a day later than it needed to be. So for me, they thought they were fine.
Yeah.
Because they were using the dates I told them. That was their first mistake.
Yes.
They listened to you.
They said, when should we book your flights for? I told them dates.
Uh-huh.
And they booked them for them.
Yeah.
Those are the wrong dates.
Yeah.
They asked the wrong
person. Rookie mistake.
Yeah. Now, you don't ask me for dates.
No.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You ask, you know, like, maybe like, Glenn, a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For dates.
Yeah.
He's a good person to ask.
Yep.
But certainly not me. So I got there and then I said, by the way, I have to leave early because I have to do another show and I can't be here. And they got very upset and never rebooked me.
Weird.
Yeah. It was strange, wasn't it?
No. You show up to a country a day late and they're going to hold it against you?
Well, and then you have to like leave
a day early.
A day early before doing the things that they've contractually booked you for.
Yeah, they didn't like upset. That, huh?
No.
Interesting.
Wait, but at dinner, right, did you excuse yourself and go right to the airport?
Oh, no.
Excuse me, I have to go to Spain.
No, it was too late for that. I carried on eating dinner. You know, I'm definitely of the school where, you know, if something's gone wrong and just, you can't do anything about it, there's no point worrying about it.
No.
Yeah.
No point stress. And there's no point losing any sort of upset or like rumination or anything. You just go, well, that didn't happen, did it?
I had this conversation with someone just this last week. They said, hey, yo, I have to do this. I have to check on this thing. I'm afraid something has gone wrong. If something has gone wrong, there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
So why check on it?
Well, you want to know.
Why look into it? And, well, he was going to find out anyway.
Oh, well, then there's no point checking.
Yeah. I was like, so why dig in? No. He's like, well, you know, I just need to know. So, but you're going to find out in like 2 hours.
Right.
No matter whether you check on it or not.
Who was that person? Was it Paul?
It was Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst version I get of this is a text from my wife that says, you close?
Yep.
Yep.
Ooh. Oh, that's the worst.
That's the nightmare text.
The you close text is a bad text.
If I'm not.
Is that what she says? You close. I say ETA to people.
It's
just three letters with a question mark.
Yeah,
ETA. Yeah. You close sounds a lot harsher.
Yeah,
I don't know
why.
Just like you close.
Yeah,
it's like fuck you. There's a fuck you.
You better be fucking close. Is what that means.
You close, motherfucker. There's so many curse words
that are all just implied.
Redacted from you in you close.
You close. That's the worst one. What were you going to ask Paul?
Is this the best we can do with Paul's camera? after, let's say I haven't been here for 2 years. It sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay.
So 2 years, you know, you moved to Pittsburgh.
I did.
I'll guess that. Hey, are you near, is he near Erie?
Are you near,
I don't know why I don't know why I instantly turned away from Paul.
2.5 hours.
What happened
from.
There was, I looked away from Paul to ask a direct question about Paul to Matt Dunley, rather than just looking at Paul and asking him a question.
Well, when you look at me, I don't see you looking at me. So we haven't got that.
Well, the other thing is, when I look at you, it's just such a bizarre camera angle you've chosen. It's sort of like a navel. You're literally navel gazing.
Yes. It's
it makes him look tall.
My laptop is low.
But you don't. And you're using your laptop camera.
That's right. Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Come on, guys.
Well, no one else is seeing it. It's just
fancy,
us seeing it.
A fancy camera.
Well, you're not doing this. This doesn't go to YouTube.
No, we're not doing that right now.
Why not?
No, we're just not doing it right
Why?
Now. Yeah, we're just
I don't
not.
Know.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a good, there's a reason that you're not telling me.
No.
No, because we haven't gotten together right now.
No,
that's why.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've
we should be doing it. We should be. There's no reason we should.
You should be, because then you're going to be like you're going to be hitting $7,777 or whatever you need.
Yeah, we need to put it out because YouTube is there's more and more every day. YouTube is becoming a podcast friendly spot.
I mean, I feel like you're talking about 3 years ago.
Oh yeah,
right.
When it was a podcast. Now it's just a necessity, isn't it?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's around.
So it's like I'm here with on the horse and cart, and we're on the freeway, guys. And cars of all different shapes and sizes.
Horse and cart get you where you're going, though.
You don't have to be a Ferrari. You don't have to do the Ferrari of podcasts. You know, you don't have to have like everything captioned and clipped out every week with like bleeps for like Instagram. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying maybe you should have
Get a Mazda 6.
Yeah, or, you know, a sort of, what are the ones that, Toyota?
Oh, yeah, like a Corolla?
Yeah, but I was thinking, what's the one where it's almost like an SUV, but you can put more people than, 4Runner.
A 4Runner,
CRX.
Sure.
No, 4Runner, you could be you get a 4Runner, guys.
Yeah.
You all be in it, you'd have room for a passenger.
Okay.
Me.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's buy a 4Runner.
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to change this god awful camera angle. All right, so Paul, you just got to get a separate camera, buddy.
Yes.
Well, no, there are plans to do all of these things.
Well, no, there are plans, but 2 years ago there were
so
plans.
Many plans.
I arrive here expecting a full multimedia sensory.
Oh, you know what? That's your fault.
There's also,
if you arrive here expecting something, that's your own fault.
You know, well, you're a guest, right? So you don't.
Alex is a guest.
Yeah,
I'm a guest.
Is that mic working?
Cause I don't think
it is.
So.
Oh, so when I came in and it didn't work,
that's right.
Now taking the time to get it working for Alex.
Correct.
So Alex is a guest, so you don't count. But I'm expecting somebody who does apparently nothing to be here too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call them? Producers?
Yes.
You know, somebody's walking around like, do you want a bottle of water? Oh, thanks. That would be lovely. You know, and nothing's changed in 2 years of me being here.
We need to get a 4Runner. We need to get a producer.
Right.
Who offers water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I got this from, Matt? Jacob.
Yes.
Huh. And I don't know if it's been resealed. It looks like it's been resealed.
Well, water bottles have gotten up in price, so we try to recycle.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We that is, if it makes you feel better, Murray Sawchuk also drank from that water bottle.
I just sort of feel like what's happening is one of you, I'm back in the training hardcore now.
Back in the gym.
Back in the gym hardcore.
Okay.
And my trainer is saying I need to drink a gallon of water a day. Now, that's too much.
It is.
But at that point, your piss runs so clear you could rebottle it. And that's what I feel is happening.
Well,
you're welcome.
We've been back at the gym for a while.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I feel like. You're just giving me your rebottled
urine. Those 2 years
urine.
Where we weren't upgrading the cameras, we were in the gym.
Right.
And drinking lots of water.
You weren't doing any physical activity.
Just drinking water.
You were just
in the gym.
Drinking a gallon of water a day.
Pissing into a water bottle and resealing it.
You do curls of lifting up the water bottle to your mouth.
Crush it. You crush the bottle.
Just toss them every time.
Throw it away. And then you're like, oh, God, I shouldn't have crushed that. I need to refill that.
Yeah. I'm out of bottle.
Ugh.
How are your shows going over at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh.
Unless, do you have a show at the Flamingo, Pete? Pete, Alex.
Pete, that's okay. No, my stage
Did
name
you forget
is
his name?
No, my stage name is Pete for my show over at the Flamingo.
It's,
it's a new burlesque performance.
He looks like my friend Pete.
No.
And I'd have to tell myself it's not Pete.
When he dances in ex-burlesque, he dances as Pete.
We've got we employ somebody who really looks like Tom. They're not called Tom or look like anyone I know called Tom. They just look like a Tom.
Yeah.
And I just call them Tom. And in the end, I've got Tom Jar. Every time I say Tom, I have to give it $5. it's very expensive employing this man.
You know, speaking of people that you employ, I was talking to the wife of one of your crew members the other day. I was talking to the wife of Scene, your head carpenter.
Yeah, I don't employ Scene.
That's true. But
Scene's a union. He's a head carpenter union.
Works with you. Works on your show. Showroom. With you. Yeah. Yes. And so we were discussing. I said, "Yo, I saw the last time I saw your show was your anniversary show a few months ago."
Well, did you see the Wayne Newton one?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Wayne was there. Piffles was driving around in the car. It was a whole thing. And
he still is. That's his new entrance. We got rid of the cannon, and he now drives in the car.
People must love that.
They love it. They go crazy.
You decided not to go with zipline. Just zipline in from the lobby.
We didn't zipline in.
Okay.
No.
Scene is a character in your show. The carpenter is now just a character in your show.
He appears
show.
On stage, yes.
Yeah. And so I was discussing that with his wife, and she was like, yeah, I just don't know why he's in the show so much. So, if you look at him on stage, he clearly loves it. I believe that is why he's in the
show
so much.
That's why he's in the show, because he can't get him off. He can't get him off stage.
He just walks out on stage.
Yeah.
And he just fucking ham and cheese it all over the place.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
He's the best.
No. So my question is, did you put him in, or did he just start showing up on stage and fucking like hamming for the audience?
We put him in.
Okay.
He's very well behaved like that. He wouldn't just walk on stage like some people, Pete.
Yep.
He asked permission.
He waited until he
most
was
of the time. Most of the time, and then sometimes he, like my sister was over here for a month, and on her last day, he it was like 2 weeks. On her last day, him and her made a cameo appearance on my stage without my knowledge.
Because
during a bit, I was in the middle of stage and they just came on. I was like, okay,
but they didn't do anything.
I did something, but my memory's so shot.
Oh, got it. You know. But it wasn't just an upstaging.
No, it wasn't upstaging. It was specifically an upstaging. That's what it was.
Literally and figuratively an upstaging.
Listen, Paul. Yes. I'm just thinking you get a nice Sony A6600. You get one of those. You get this lens, right? I can't remember what it is, but it's... But it's such a common lens to get for podcasting that when I went to buy it, I already had one.
Wow.
So,
well, I'd be surprised. As long as I've been in this, you know, I probably have a spare camera just laying around. I don't even know about
it. I bet you do, because we had a spare camera. And so we set up this camera, and it looks so good. It looks so good. People say to me, is that background real? And then I move things in the background, and they're like, "Oh my god!"
Because it comes in sharp focus.
Yeah, wouldn't you love it if I just walked in here, right? The next time I come, not now, because a
couple of years
didn't work. It 2 years time.
Yep.
if Joe Biden walked in here, still hurting from losing the election.
I was gonna say, in 2 years, he might have the time to just walk in.
But I sit down, because I am him.
I, Joe Biden,
sit down, and I look at the screen, I'm like, God, that can't be. That cannot be Paul Mattingly. And you just go, it is, Mr. President. And I go, your camera is, what is that, an A6600? And you go, no, it's an A7S4. And I'm like, oh my god, I didn't even realize they were out yet. And you're like, it's 2 years later, dickhead. They've refreshed the cycle.
So you're saying that when people see your show with this camera, they question the realness of the background. Well, they think it's a green screen.
Yeah, it's not the show yet. Uh-huh. It's gonna be because I'm working on a podcast idea.
Okay. But you believe that people seeing something in the background and not knowing if it's real is a positive comment about this camera.
Yeah, because the way they say it is positive.
Okay.
Because they go, oh my God, is that background real? And then I turn around and I've got three piffles on a tacular.
Yeah.
The stuffed ones, not the real ones. I could at this point.
you could just do the real ones. Yeah.
And I pick one up and they go, there's like a gasp of shock.
Wow.
What do they do when you pick it up?
Oh my God. And I say, yes, it is. And they go, wow, that looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm the president of the United States of America.
I've got resources.
What do you expect?
And I've had 2 years of being unemployed. So, yeah.
So it's good to see you, Paul.
You as well, my friend. Thank you for coming on the show.
I miss Paul and Les. The thing about having people in Las Vegas is you don't have to see them, but you know they're there.
Yeah. Right. No. The comfort.
You know they're available.
Right.
You know? And as soon as they leave, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
If you wanted to call them and have a cup of coffee, you could.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And when they leave, it's like, oh.
Well,
that's
going to
make things more difficult.
I'm at the airport in Spain. I'm looking for you.
You're doing a lot of a lot of the social media stuff right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going big. We're going big on social media, guys. Going big or going home.
Yeah,
I think we may be going home.
If you're not following,
we're
going to
go
Piff,
big for a bit, then we're going to go home.
Yeah. You should follow Piff because there are lots of shots of Mr. Piffles driving around in his amazing car. Does the car have a name?
Oh no, it should, shouldn't it?
It should absolutely. Have a
name. I can't think of anything good. I feel like
Piffy,
we're all going to say
bang,
the Piffles mobile. Piffy Piffy Bang Bang's good.
Yeah. I was just going to think like Rosalia. No, just a nice name for a
nice
car.
Name for a car.
Not really tied to anything. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And then he just sort of pats it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Oh, Betty.
That's it.
Betty's not bad.
Yeah, and he's just wiping it with a spit rag.
The piffle missile. The piffle missile?
The piffle missile.
That's obviously his penis.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Like a funny car or a dragster or a Indy 500 type car.
Oh God. It's a Corvette, isn't it?
No. I believe it's a Lamborghini.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's the same car that Lance Burton used to levitate.
Wow.
The exact same car.
Yes, the exact same car. Yeah, it's only half. There's only half of it. It's only got two wheels.
A fancy name, a fancy car name. We've got Bugatti, we've got Maserati, a Pifferati.
Yeah. No.
Piffle-rati?
I don't think we're coming up with a good one here, are we?
No.
Not yet. No. Piffle-rati ain't it.
All right, we'll see you later, everybody.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, it was a good run. That was the last episode of our show ever.
Thanks for having me on the last episode of your show ever. Guys, do you know what happened to me once?
What's that?
Do you know a DJ in Chicago called Man Cow?
Man
heard
Cow.
Of him, yeah.
No.
Oh, yes. He's like a morning DJ, a drive time DJ guy.
He's like a famous DJ in Chicago.
Oh, yeah?
Genuinely famous DJ.
He's like a third string Howard Stern.
Well, the thing about ranking people out loud, Paul.
Yes.
There's a chance that one of their friends may be listening to this, and this may get back to them. So when I'm telling these stories, I'm always telling them with that in mind.
Yeah.
Whereas you are just sitting in your basement, losing friends.
That's
with
true.
His new hip.
This is why you're down to $6,500 a month.
That's right.
I shouldn't say third string. I should say he's in the same strata. How about that?
Yeah, you could say that, and that's perfectly complimentary. What you did was
Mad Cow in the morning.
What you did was basically say he's like a shitty Howard Stern.
Oh, I didn't say shitty out loud.
No, you said it between the words.
Yeah, no, I know
also,
what I
who's
said.
Also, second string?
But you,
I know what
you
I said.
Definitely said
Howard
it.
Stern. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Howard Stern texted him and said, "You close?
Yeah.
You close to me? No.
Who's the second string, Howard Stern?
Opie and Anthony.
Bubba the Love Sponge. Clearly Bubba the Love Sponge. I don't think Opie and Anthony is still going.
Right? I don't think so at all.
Bob and Tom. No. Bob and Tom. There you go.
Wow, Bob and Tom are a second string Howard Stern. God, you guys don't want to get any press, do you? I'm here to defend all of these people are very nice. And why can't we just why can't they just be their own thing?
They are their own
comparing
thing.
Comparing them to Howard Stern.
Especially you get along with Bob and Tom.
Yeah, well, I get along with all these people.
Yeah.
Until this podcast. Then they're going to be, you know, because now everything's AI transcribed and they've got Google, what do you call those things? The Google alerts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so anytime you speak into the internet, they hear it.
That's
right. True.
They're getting a news alert right now. It's
right.
Ice Cream Social, Piff calls.
Yeah, and that's and that, third right. Grade. Yeah, that's the lead.
Right.
Yeah, because it's not like Paul calls them third string and Piff jumps to their defense. No.
Right. That's not going to be the title at all.
It's just Piff appears on podcasting berating Tom and Dan. No, that's not what we're calling
Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom.
Fuck Tom and Dan.
Yeah.
Why? I like Tom and Dan.
No, fuck those guys.
Are you kidding? Oh, listen, bitch. They are my buddies. And every time I go to Orlando, I appear on their show and we have a very nice time. Why don't you like Tom and Dan?
Racists.
They're not racist.
Oh, they are racist.
How are they racist?
They hate the Irish.
I don't know. Are we talking about real people or fake people right now?
I don't know.
Okay. Tom and Dan are real people.
Okay, and they're in Orlando.
Yeah, they have a big podcast. I mean, they get more than $6,500.
He said it like it was random.
They get more than $6,500 a month, guys.
They do.
Ah,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing some bonus episodes.
They've got an empire. He said it was like it was real.
Well, he's just leaning in.
Was that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's yes-anding?
He's
double exactly downing on it. Yeah, on the bit. Mm-hmm. He's commitment.
Yeah, I just sort of feel like this is a misplaced yes and.
Sure. I'm completely lost.
I feel like I should be no butting.
Oh, go ahead.
No, but they're not racist. They're not.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
They're really nice people.
Good.
Were you going to tell a story about Man Cow?
Yeah, I was, but then I've now appeared on 9 Google alerts, and I'm trying to save my career.
Man Cow, one of the best DJs in the country.
Thank you. In the top 3.
Fair assessment.
I got that on YouTube the other
Fair
day.
Assessment.
They're like, you were a top 3 act on this season of Fool Us. And I was like, that's just telling me I'm third.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not telling me anything else.
Yeah, no one ever says, oh, you're top 10, huh? Yeah, I'm number 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's not how that conversation ever goes.
Yeah.
So as a result of dressing up in a dragon outfit, mm-hmm. I've got friends from all over the places. Friends that I may never, that I would never have made had I not been doing this job. And they're very nice to me, and I've got no reason to be anything but nice to them. So I am nice to them. And one of those people is Man Cow. So what happens is, I go on his show, and it was very early on in my career here, and I was getting in trouble for going on radio without my costume.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean you were getting in trouble? Who were you in trouble with?
What I mean is, I was getting in trouble by going on radio stations without my costumes. You see, what I meant was a sentence I said.
In trouble with
Turns
who,
out,
though?
The exact thing I meant was what I said.
But who? Trouble with the law?
Yeah.
You'll never know.
No, this is the same. I'm sure it's the same thing as you face when you go into these things. You got so many things you want to talk about, but it's a limited number of things. If you come in with the uniform, then they have one more jumping off spot to talk about stuff, right? Gives them more inspiration in the morning.
It also means they can broadcast on Facebook and all this stuff.
They can put it online.
All the stuff that they were only starting to do,
right?
You know, at that time, suddenly, in the last 10 years, press has changed dramatically.
Yes,
it's ridiculous. Like morning TV doesn't sell tickets anymore.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You used to go to a market, play a morning TV station, sell 500 tickets. Yeah. No problem. Doesn't happen anymore. So you go to these radio stations, and you're also doing it on Facebook or wherever. So anyway, I'm going to all these places, And anytime I wore the costume, anytime I didn't wear the costume, I get in trouble. And anytime I did wear the costume, people were like, why are you wearing that? It's radio, you idiot. And I was like, I know.
Like, but I was at.
Well, you dumb? You dumb? Is that how stupid you are? You said radio. This is they cannot see you, you dickhead. And I'd just be like, okay. And then I go, oh, so I won't. And then I take off. I go to the next radio station. Where's the costume? Well, you couldn't be bothered to wear the costume. You didn't even bring the dog. Oh, my God. And I'm like, it's radio. Yeah, we're broadcasting on Facebook, you idiot. You didn't think about that, you idiot. And I was like, oh, my God. It was a real roller coaster.
Yeah.
Appearing on radio.
That's aggravating.
So anyway.
That's aggravating as hell.
So one of these is the Man Cow Show. I dress up in my outfit. The producer's like, why are you wearing your costume, stupid? So I go in, and I've got a very hazy memory of this, but there were like 8 other people in the studio, and I didn't really get a word in edgeways. Maybe I was late, because, you know, you're trying to hit like 3 or 4 radio stations in the morning, and it's Chicago. Maybe I was late as well, and I came out, and I was like, oh, that didn't go very well. I think it only lasted 5 minutes. Right? I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next year, 1 year later, I go back. I go into the studio in my costume. I sit down, and he goes, oh, my God. We have got the funniest guest we've ever had on this show back in the studio.
Oh!
And I'm like, no, that's not what happened. But the thing is, I'm in my costume, and last time I was in my costume, so I'm thinking, he can't have mistaken me for somebody.
Right.
It's not like I look a bit like a famous comedian.
Right.
And he's Ricky just misremembering. Right.
Right.
And he is like, oh my God, Piff the Mad Dragon. He had me on there for 3 hours.
What?
3 hours. And ever since, he texts me, he comes to Vegas, he sees the show, he loves the show. And one day he calls me and he says, hey, I'm ending the show. It's over. And I want you to outro me, to give my final, to be the last words on the Man Cow Show ever.
Really?
Okay.
So I record this.
Yeah.
And I'm the last words on the Man Cow Show ever. And he's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, top 3.
Yeah. Solid.
Some would say.
And for some reason.
Like, this is what Bill Murray is to David Letterman.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
He had Bill Murray come on for his last
cast. Oh, yes, right. Exactly. Exactly. In a dragon outfit, right?
Yes. Yeah, in a dragon outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
To do maybe that's similar. What Mancow thought you were.
Eerily similar, yeah.
I think he must. I don't know what he thought.
He might have thought you were Bill Murray.
I don't know what he thought. But he came to Vegas and he was and hung out and he was still happy about it all that he did it.
Oh, that's good.
So, listen, if there's anyone out there and they want me to close down their radio shows of 30 years, I'm open to it.
Good. That's why we had you on today.
Ah.
Welcome to the final episode of a Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social podcast. The finances are dwindling. Every time we refresh the page. We're down another $800.
Oh, no.
By the time this reaches you, we'll be in debt to Patreon.
In the arms of the angel.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for putting up with the terrible camera angles, even though you can't see them, because we're too lazy to broadcast them.
Do you think, to save our program, do you think stepping up our social media game is the way to go?
Go big or go home?
Yeah, I mean, only because I want you to be as unhappy as I am.
Doesn't seem possible.
What were you doing right before we got on air? Were you recording ADR?
Yeah, we had a video.
Yeah.
We had a video, and I wanted them to edit in
a wild line.
Word, yeah.
Ah.
Because it doesn't quite have the magic yet.
Yeah.
You know, the magic that gets 8,000 views.
Yeah.
I tell you what is the most frustrating thing is we do these things and I look at it and go, wow, that's really funny. Let's upload that. And we do 8,000 views. And then somebody comes along with some trend idea and we go, yeah, fine. We'll just do that. 500,000 views.
Yeah.
For doing something that's not funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
What's an example of a trend that you did?
There was this thing about the toilet smoking.
The skibbity toilet?
Yeah. No, it was this thing. You put a toilet roll in it.
Oh, yeah. It makes it look like the toilet is actually a smoker.
Yeah.
Looks like it's got a cigar in its mouth, but it's a toilet. It's a toilet roll.
Toilet roll. Mm-hmm. And you have two toilet rolls on top to look like eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a smoke machine in it. And said, oh, look, the toilet's smoking. Hey, Jay, the toilet's smoking.
And that's half a mil.
Yeah.
Did you set off any smoke detectors or anything while doing that?
It was in our house.
Right. Did you set off any smoke detectors while doing it?
We don't have smoke detectors. I'm a dragon.
That's the part of the
bathroom. You understand how insane it would be for a dragon to have smoke detectors?
That would make no sense, Jacob.
You make a fair point.
Oh, my God. I can't believe the line of questioning. I'm the president of the United States. Let's see how many views. I can't face ID because the microphone's in the way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else is the president of the United States, and that is the following sponsor.
Today's show is brought to you by Alligator Navigator from Thirsty Scoop. It's the Alligator Navigator.
Well, hey, now you don't want to go get down the road now. You're looking for a way to go? Okay, I'm going to tell you how to get down now. All right, go ahead, put in your address that you want to be at and the address where you're at right now. Let me know where you want to go, where you been, where you want to go. That's how you're going to do it. And then we're going to take you all the way down the road. We're going to make a right, we're going to make a left. I'm going to tell you every step of the way. And we're going to tell you how to go left and right and left and right and right and left. You're going to be eating babies all day long. I'm going to tell you right now. Put them next to the weeds, chomp, chomp, chomp. Go on down there to the Disney Resort. Get yourself a child to. Yes, sir. Navigator. Om, nom, 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 nom. You know it's a navigator and not a crocodile.
I don't think Tom and Dan are the racist podcast.
Enter Hey Scoops to check out.
669,400 views that one got.
Just for a smoking toilet.
Smoking toilet.
Listen.
Hey, Jade, the toilet's smoking. Jake, the toilet is smoking.
Yeah, I've seen TikTok.
What do you mean you've seen TikTok, Jake? We gotta call somebody. This isn't good.
And then there's a toilet smoking.
But it's actually smoking.
Don't laugh.
But it's actually
smoking. Did you do a follow-up TikTok where you put some Nicorette patches on the toilet?
No, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Just have a very angry toilet.
That's it.
Yeah. And then like the next one after that can be like a doctor telling the toilet it has lung cancer.
Yeah, right. Every time you walk in the toilet, like, what do you want?
And then
you've been in there 5 times today.
And you open up the bowl and there's a bird carcass in it, and you're like, oh no, the toilet went cold turkey.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's really disgusting. Yeah. And then you try to flush it.
But what we're figuring out is that if we put that effort into it, it would get 8,000 views because
No. Let's be very clear.
Yeah,
I didn't put effort into that.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, I was like, oh yeah, we could just do it. Yeah, all right, let's just do that. Let's do it. Go boom, 700,000 views.
Yeah.
If I put effort into things, like there's another one. There's this one, which is my favorite one that we've probably ever done. For the fuck's sake. How can Face ID be so confused by a mark?
I have no problem with sunglasses, though. Isn't that weird?
I have one pair of sunglasses that fucks it up.
Yeah. Piff, do you find that that's a similar thing to, like, in your shows? Where, you know, you're doing the same routines, and you're polishing them up, and you're getting them really sharp. But it's those nights where something goes a little south. And you have to throw something up off the cuff.
No, I don't. Can you stop asking this question? I don't.
You don't
Piff
think
is one of the top three magicians in town.
I would. Let's go top 10. So you know.
Oh shit! I'm magician of the year.
You won?
Did you get it?
Well, I didn't win anything. I just got voted.
Nice.
Yeah.
By who?
The Magic Castle.
Oh, that's great.
I forgot.
That's fantastic.
I haven't told anyone yet.
When did you perform last at the Magic Castle?
I don't know.
About 2 years ago?
Not the award that you get for... You can't get this by performing.
Oh.
This is the one that gets voted... This is like the one they give to Penn and Teller. And David Copperfield.
Just like people of merit.
Yeah. I was so sure they were incorrect. Mike Caveney called me and told me, and I said, how many magicians of the year are there this year? And he said, one, you douchebag. He didn't say that. He said, one.
douchebag was implied.
One, you close?
Yeah.
I stayed for one night at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one of those Toto toilets. And every time you walked past it, it hopefully raised its
yeah.
lid in the bid saying, "Wanna poop?"
Yeah.
And then you looked at it and you were like, "No, I don't." And then the lid would just lower down very, very mournfully. Yeah.
Dejectedly.
Oh, but I'm slowly. Hungry. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Feed me your poop.
Wanna poop? Oh, me no. the hungry guys. I haven't eaten since this morning.
I think you've got your next million hit video right there.
Here's my favorite video we did, right? Which I'm just going to play you the audio of.
Go ahead.
It's not going to help.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Piff the Mayor Dragon. Just doing my favorite things. Punching holes in playing cards.
Well, great music.
Love it.
Look at that. I got one underneath of the corners.
How are the camera angles?
It took me all day.
Good angles.
I could see them go, and they're all in one corner. Why? I don't know.
This is art, guys.
If you want to see the video that goes along with this audio,
do you want to see the video?
Piff the Magic Dragon.
I'll show you the video.
It's a good video.
Hold it.
I'm now watching the video.
If he moved the pipples in the background, would you flip out? Would you freak out?
I would freak out
because the background's so vivid.
Yeah. Yeah. He's punching holes in a card.
And they're in one corner. Why? I don't know.
Huh.
That video made me authentically LOL. I laughed out loud when I saw it the first time. I really laughed at it.
I do like the why. I don't know.
That's it. Yeah. Is that why? Why?
It's got everything, guys.
Yeah.
It's got a strong plot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's got a twist.
Yep.
It's got visual magic.
Has a credible narrator.
It got 11,000 views. So it's got everything. Smoking apart toilet. From the 700,000 missing views.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it does have that.
Video number two is just a very sad toilet.
Yep.
So is this breaking news you gave us that you're Magician of the Year?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. Yeah. I should have led up to that in a different way completely.
It's okay.
That should be the reason I'm here.
Right.
Right.
Right. And the other thing is I just found out the other day it's official. So this is the first thing I've been on
since
and remembered it's official.
All right.
And remembered I can talk about it.
Oh, that's right. Good.
That's why I haven't even talked about it in our coffees.
That's right.
Because it was secret.
Oh.
Yeah.
But are you good at not talking
December.
About things?
Yes.
You're good at not talking about things that are secret?
Clearly. I've known since December.
Ah. Do you not talk about it purposely, or do you just forget about it and not bring it up?
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got levels.
Matt's leaving.
Where's he gone?
Matt doesn't like that line of questioning.
It's because I'm talking about his toilet, and now he's just like,
it is.
I've got to go and feed him. He's hungry.
All yeah. right, Piff, I think I've got a name for Piffle's car.
Thank you. Working on the true important.
Yeah.
Yep.
A Doge here. Charger.
What?
It's a Doge Charger. Yeah, you know how Doge is like.
Like the Doge coin?
Internet slang for dog. Yeah. Doge Charger. There you go.
That's very bad.
That took him a while to come up with, too.
And it's very bad.
I wasn't thinking about it the whole time.
I mean, dog's charger is better.
Dog's charger? Good. That's not bad. Dog's charger.
Dog's charger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Chi Hua Hyundai? Is
that a thing? Could it be a Pifla instead of a Tesla?
Chihuahua. What?
A Pifla instead of a Tesla?
Do you do a close up camera shot on Piffles in the car? Like, can you see the whole car close up on the big screen?
Yeah.
Does it have the Ferrari logo on
no,
the
it's Lamborghini?
Or the Lamborghini
As I've
logo?
Said multiple times.
You have, yes.
But neither of us give a shit, so
right.
I'll give you credit.
So he's got the Lamborghini logo on the hood of the car.
I believe so.
Mm. You can do
it might be a fake, it might be like a lookalike logo.
Right. Yeah. Well, because I think the Lamborghini logo is the horse, the rearing horse.
No, that's a Ferrari.
Is that a Ferrari?
Yes.
What's the? Oh, the Lamborghini's the bull.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. The Lamborghini's the bull. I was thinking you could do a Piffles version of whatever the logo is.
Piffles Mobile. Did anyone say that yet?
There it is.
You can't see that close on the camera.
Okay. Well, then never mind. Then you shouldn't do that. That would be a waste of time.
No, it would be a waste of time.
So back to your award. Do you have to go
Magic
to a location?
Castle Magician of the Year.
Holy smokes.
Piff the Magic Dragon. Do you want to? And here's how good this is, because it's rare that something's actually good.
That involves Piff.
That involves me. Let me magic castle, magician.
You keep those the sound effects on your keyboard, huh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You're right. I need to turn it off. That was a mistake. That was a mistake that I made 3 days ago.
You accidentally turned it on.
Yeah, because you won't play video. It won't play audio.
Oh yeah, on some videos it won't play audio unless you turn that on. Yeah. Yeah.
So you did help me with that. Thank you.
There you go.
That's enough. My kids have been using my phone. It's like the sound effects are back on.
Ah, yeah.
All right. Name a famous magician.
Houdini.
Hang on.
A little on the nose.
Yeah.
No, it started in 1968.
Okay.
Oh. Copperfield.
Yeah, he got one.
Okay.
Penn and Teller.
Yeah, they got it.
Okay. Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, he got it.
Good.
Doug Henning.
Chris Angel.
Doug Henning.
It's got to be on there.
Doug Henning got it.
Great. Wow.
Chris Angel?
Oh, shit.
That's what I was afraid of. Chris Angel got it. As soon as Matt said it, I was like, that could be bad.
God. And
now the award is meaningless.
Here's what you notice. I was very careful about bad-mouthing DJs.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, well, not me, about you guys bad-mouthing DJs. Chris Angel, I'm like, shit. He's on the car. If you're listening to this, Chris, I'm upset I'm on the same list as you.
Here's the good news, is that that means that giving you this award can never be their greatest mistake.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't be the worst one on the list. Yep. No, that's quite true. That's a good way of looking at it.
That's better.
Turn bad news into good.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
Be like, no
matter how. Thank you, Chris, for being on the list. So that I can
pressure is on.
Knowing I'm not the biggest piece of shit on the list. I don't know. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I've only met him once, but God, I mean. I just think if you're going to do a show and have photos of dead cancer children, maybe you shouldn't be doing a show anymore.
Is that the new shtick?
Yeah.
That's what he does in Mind Freak, yeah.
It's not new. He's been doing it for years.
Yeah, it's a standing ovation moment.
Oh.
Yeah, he just did his podcast with Steve-O talking about how his child has cancer. He mentioned it like 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his big talking point. It's the only way he doesn't talk about himself.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty nice departure.
He went to see David Blaine live.
Yes.
He had a question. Famously.
And the question was, like you, I have a child, but mine has cancer.
And do you have any thoughts?
Listen, my mum had cancer, my best friend's wife just dealing with cancer, my other best friend's mom is dealing with it. There's nothing funny about cancer. There's not the joke here. The thing is, it's not even a joke. It's just, Chris, stop being so disgusting and using cancer to sell tickets, because that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There is no other, like, that's what it comes down to, right?
Yeah. The last time I ran into Chris Angel socially.
I don't feel like at some point I'm going to look back on this and go, oh, I was a little harsh there. I mean, am I wrong here? Will I regret these words?
No. I doubt it.
I don't think so.
The last time I ran into Chris socially, I explained to him that Johnny Thompson thought that I was a better magician than he was.
Well, he sued Johnny Thompson.
So it's true.
Probably for that.
Subpoena, served him papers on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
That's what a good person he is.
Uh-huh.
Oh! I will be at pains to say I've only met him once and he was very nice to me.
Good.
Okay.
That does not mean much. No. If you're serving papers to Johnny Thompson on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Eve or day?
Eve.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The first time I met him, he was very rude to me.
There, you see?
So there you go.
You're okay.
Yeah.
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 You could have gotten on a bad day. There is that.
That's true.
There is that.
Yeah,
everybody has bad days.
It's true.
People often say about me, "Oh, I met Piff and he was a dick to me."
Mm-hmm.
Often,
he was a dick to me. Often,
regularly say that.
See, watch. I met Piff years ago, and he is a dick to me often.
2019, Darren Brown.
All right, that's good.
2018, David Blaine. Hold, declined.
Oh. Oh no!
Wait, so they just leave? They just leave? If you decline it, just leave it open? They
but
don't
wait,
refill?
But wait, before we go, wow, David Blaine, what an amazing performer. He's values his artistic vision so much that he doesn't want it tainted by awards.
Right.
Right.
By judgment of good or bad. 2002, David Blaine. Not declined. Accepted with glee.
Yeah.
That's what they should put in it. That's what they
with
need
the
to
heel
put.
Click.
Open parentheses, accepted with no problem whatsoever.
Close parentheses.
Close parentheses. Yeah.
What do you think of the Magic Castle and other, or because I know the Magic Circle does this as well. The Magic Circle famously doesn't have Penn and Teller in it because they have given away methods to magic tricks.
Well, I had
past.
An argument with Penn about this on his podcast, and I would suggest that you listen to that argument because it's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
on Penn Sunday School.
On Penn's Sunday School, because he really went off on one about this.
Okay.
And he was like...
Was this your most recent appearance on Penn Sunday School?
No, this is...
Couple of appearances.
6 months ago, maybe?
Oh, no, longer than that.
Okay.
I got three apology cakes out of him for it.
Ah!
From Freed's, which is about $150 worth of cake.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a cheap cake.
It's a lot of cake.
Yeah.
So what happened is Penn and Teller donated some props on the bullet catch to the Magic Card.
Yes.
Magic Circle. The Magic Circle's
which is
motto,
the England version of the Magic Castle.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the AMA, what's that? The American Magic Association.
Yeah, yeah. It's more of a club than a theater.
Both of them. Yeah.
I was just trying to give people who didn't know anything about it something to reference.
But the Magic Castle is the building.
Yes, that's
not
true.
Not the organization.
It's not the organization, yeah.
Okay, so the Magic Circle's motto is... It's supposed to be we do not give away secrets.
Right. It's in Latin or something.
They're not
right?
as good as Latin. They're not as good at Latin as Teller is.
Uh-huh.
So they got it slightly wrong. But
Latin who or Teller who taught Latin.
But you get the idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's something like not apt to disclose secrets.
Great.
Spirit of the law.
You get what they're saying.
Yeah.
So anyway, Penn and Teller, for some reason, which I don't even know why, maybe they were asked. Probably would explain it. They gave away these props, right?
I bet they were asked. Yeah.
Because I can't imagine them ringing up the Magic Circle one day going, we got this old shit lying around.
Yeah. We were.
Maybe they were out of storage
space.
We're
moving stuff to a new shed.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
no room for the stuff from the original bullet catch.
Really you want to hold on to this stuff?
We want to upset David Copperfield. We want to put it in a different museum. David's asked for it, and we just want to move it somewhere else. So they got these props. And then... I think it could have even been Glenn. Somebody said, well, obviously, they'll give us, what do you call it, honorary memberships.
A membership, yeah.
Honorary memberships.
Oh, okay. Specifically asked for honorary.
I don't think it was asked. I think they just went, oh, well, they'll probably give us honorary
assumed,
memberships.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
It was assumed, yes.
There we go.
Good intervention there.
Yeah.
Intervention? Interspersion.
Look at that camera angle.
Interjection.
Interjection.
Interjection. Mm. Yeah. So they waited.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no membership, honorary or not.
The happening. Assumption proved to be incorrect.
And eventually somebody said, hey, do you remember when we gave you that priceless memorabilia?
Mm-hmm.
From the bullet catch, and they went, yeah.
And they're and the Magic Circle is displaying this memorabilia
from
the bullet catch. Okay.
In their headquarters, proudly.
Yes.
Because
imagine they have a nice place for it.
The Magic Circle, love Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
You know?
Well lit.
The greatest magicians, top three in history.
Top ten.
And at some point, somebody said, can I just ask, why haven't you given them an honorary membership? And the Magic Circle said, well, our motto, ish, is that we
our
do
motto
not...
Our motto is something along the lines
something
of...
Something along the lines of... We're not quite sure,
yeah.
But, you know, the point of it, the take-home point is we don't give away secrets. And what Penn and Teller like to do, in fact, go out of their way to do, mm-hmm. is give away secrets.
Yes.
Over... And over and over again, with glee.
Yes.
with joy.
Yeah.
It's almost in every show. They give away cups secrets and bowls when they with don't clear have plastic to.
Cups. You know, famous.
Thumb tips for everyone.
Yep.
Blast off. Yeah. You know, and as our motto, remember, mm-hmm. from earlier, is we don't give away secrets.
Yes.
Unfortunately, what they do is at odds with our club, and therefore they have removed themselves from the option of membership. It's like going to a golf club and the golf club saying, okay, you have to wear trousers mm-hmm. and shirts to yep. play. And you going, no,
but unfortunately you're a woman, so you can't have membership.
Right. I'm going to dress myself up in butter and play golf.
Okay.
And they're going, oh, actually, I'm sorry, you can't do that. You have to wear like golfing attire to play golf. Now, there are some things I agree with you, like you have to not be a woman.
Uh-huh.
That should be changed. That's not what was happening here.
Okay.
Magic Circle allow women in. About 20 years ago, that battle was fought and won.
They got on that bandwagon.
Not long enough ago.
Yeah.
But at least they...
Too recently, but they did it. Okay.
Okay, so what they're asking...
It's like when Augusta let Tiger Woods in, even though he was black.
Right, well, this is the most racist podcast of all time.
Well, that's Tom and Dan.
So you know, it's a pet. When you go to a golf club, my friend, I remember a very nice one,
mm-hmm.
it's annoying that you have to, you can't really
play. A lot of rules.
You can't really play golf in jeans anyway.
No.
But it doesn't mean that you want to be there in like proper golfing attire.
Right.
You know, but if that's what the club wants, then it's very difficult to argue your way around it.
Yeah.
If everyone else is doing
it's in
it.
The rule.
It's in the rule.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if the Magic Circle's only requirement for membership is that you do not give away secrets,
uh-huh.
and you, for no reason, nobody's asking you to do it. It's not a requirement of your show.
Uh-huh.
You have chosen to go out of your way to give away secrets in order to sell more tickets and gain publicity.
Yes.
Then that is not the club for you.
Okay.
So cannot...
Penn and Teller and the Masked Magician from the 90s,
right.
both are not in the Magic Circle.
They're not in there. And they don't belong
Just to
in
make
there.
A relevant reference.
Sure.
Yes. They don't. And now, look, if Penn and Teller suddenly go, you know what? We'd really like to be in the Magic Circle.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry we gave away those secrets. We won't do that again moving forward so that we can comply with the rules of a club that we want to be in.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They could be a member.
You could have a talk, yeah.
But they don't want to do that. They want to be in the club and give away secrets, and the club says we don't give away secrets.
So your argument to Penn was that the Magic Circle isn't the right.
My argument to Penn is Penn has excluded himself from the Magic Circle.
Yeah.
The Magic Circle did not exclude Penn and Teller. They made the rule before Penn and Teller were born.
Uh-huh.
Were born.
Uh-huh.
And Penn and Teller.
At which point they did not let women in.
Uh-huh. And Penn and Teller have excluded themselves from that club.
Penn and Teller are part of the Magic Venn diagram, not the Magic Circle.
Correct. What's the other? What's the Magic Venn diagram?
Well, you've got
it's
don't
Penn
give away
Teller.
Secrets. Yeah. Penn and Teller,
yeah.
Chris Angel.
No, you've got no. Hang on a second. You've got give away secrets.
Did
Penn
you
and
just
Teller.
Say Chris Angel as though saying his name was a punchline?
Yeah.
Then
you just pretended that was funny, and we all just went with it.
Hang on a second. I think he's got a point. And it's
yeah,
rare that I say
I do.
This.
I do. Because in the center is asshole. So,
he's losing his point.
It's a brown circular center.
But he could make the point, do not give away secrets, Chris Angel. Those two could overlap.
Right.
Whereas, and they could also overlap with member of the Magic Circle. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether Chris is. I imagine he is.
Okay. Oh, no. It was Murray Sawchuk. You're a good friend. Your best friend,
Murray
Sawchuk, got in trouble recently.
What? That's
no, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? That implies.
Let me
finish this is
my
happening.
Bit.
Hang on. Wait. No, I have to stop you. I have to stop
it.
Well, hang on. I'm not sure whether I can stop you then, because otherwise my bit becomes. Okay. Right, I'm gonna go and hold and just make.
I feel like Piff. It needs Matt's bit. So to
let's
be
explore Matt territory. I'm gonna go and hold for a minute and see what happens.
Okay.
The Magic Castle kicked out Murray for giving away secrets, and then the Magic Castle ran around everywhere telling all the press what they had done to Murray.
Correct.
The Magic Castle went to every news outlet and said,
"That's right.
Guess what?
I don't believe that's what happened." And now I wish I'd have intervened earlier.
Why?
I should have, because I believe what happened is that Murray Sawchuck wrote a press release.
Of course! I'm being sarcastic! Of course that's what happened! The Magic Castle doesn't put out press releases when they kick people out of the fucking Magic Castle.
No, they do.
They do?
Go through history. Learn your history, guys. Every press release about any magician has been put out by the Magic Castle. And what makes this one different is that Murray put it out, not the Magic Castle.
Interesting.
When David Blaine fell off the tower, the Magic Castle was on the scene with a reporter.
Yes.
When Chris Angel...
The Magic Castle and the AP were there at the same time.
When Chris Angel hurt his shoulder in a straitjacket escape, the Magic Castle beat the AP to reports. And I feel so bad, Matt, that I didn't intervene immediately.
Well, they've got the jump on every other news outlet because they've got those fucking owls with scrolls that can just get out there to everybody instantly, man.
Yeah.
Matt, it's not fair.
I would like to humbly apologize for holding back when I knew.
You should have intervened.
The Magic Castle are outside this door right now. And they're busy scribbling. Piff the Magic Dragon announces his Magician of the Year award on Pens. No. On,
nope. Friends.
Where am I?
Pens on, Friends Podcast.
Pens Friends Podcast.
Yeah.
And they're,
that
and
is
they're,
titled.
They're handing them to the owls social. Right now, and they're saying, Newsium Alerticus! Whoosh! And out they go.
And out they go.
Give me your lunch money.
And TMZ is going to be reporting momentarily.
All right.
Bring it.
Who else is on the list?
Let's go, TMZ.
Derek Delgadio.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he does that sort of like sincere magic.
Yes.
Yeah. Like mean,
very emotional.
Yeah, like, it like means something. It's not,
sort
not tricks,
of sincere
all right?
magic.
No, it's not just tricks. It's
he
like,
does that sort
something.
Of sincere magic, you know.
Yeah, it's like about it's about things, you know.
Top three sincerity.
We've all,
top three in magic sincerity.
It's an observational magic.
I got
but
you.
But serious.
It's serious. Sincere.
Do you ever do any observational serious magic, Piff? Or have you ever?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Can we hear about some of your serious observational magic?
Yeah, I would it's pretty good actually. I said the next trick involves a sheet of newspaper, a roll of scotch tape.
Uh-huh.
And a lying, cheating ex-wife like this one over here. And I'd bring out a Barbie doll. And I'd slam the Barbie doll onto my tackler. And I'd roll the Barbie doll up in the newspaper. And I would
This is real.
This is what I used to do. Yeah. I used to tape the newspaper shut with the scotch tape.
Uh-huh.
And then they would... And I had a girl on stage with me. And...
An audience member or someone who worked with you?
An audience member.
Okay.
And I would say, hit the music, and they would play that Chicago song, If You Leave Me Now. So it would go, dun, 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 and then there's a little triangle or something, and I'd wink on the triangle. Wink.
Good.
And dun, 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 and then go, if you leave me now. And when it did that, I would just scrunch the paper, and the Barbie doll would vanish. And I would just stare at the floor for 30 seconds.
Sincere observational
And then
magic.
I would turn around and I would just get a hug from the girl.
Uh-huh.
And then I would start slow dancing with the girl. And I would turn back to the audience and I'd wink again like I would like hit on the girl.
Yeah.
So it got canceled.
You could possibly update that one with a sincere trying to make Kate Middleton reappear.
Oh yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
That's what you have to do for your TikTok to get your 100,000.
It's
make
true.
Kate Middleton reappear. Yeah. No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't, though, would it? It wouldn't. I'd be like, I'd get the video of Kate Middleton reappearing, and I'd put it up, and it would be 8,000. And then I'd do the sequel to my toilet one with the Toto talking.
It would be literally everyone million. On the planet.
I'm hungry for poop, Daddy.
What a poop.
Oh, 8 million views. Ooh. 80 million views.
Yep. Except, you know, it would only be like a 6-second video, so I would be unable to monetize it.
Right.
Unlike my full Kate Middleton breakdown, where I finally reveal her secret location, and she ends by the video going, yes, it is me, Kate Middleton.
And then you interview her to, well, some Chicago music.
She's not going to turn down the president.
No. No. Who could?
She's going to be like, Joe Biden, I truly hope you win. How many Trump voters do you get on the listening to your podcast?
Not none. More than none.
More than
well, none. I'm just wondering whether that's why you're declining in subscribership. The closer you get to the election,
you think they're giving too much money to Donald Trump and not enough to us? And,
right, they're cutting back.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That could be it.
They have a discretionary income budget.
Yeah,
and you know, more of it is being shunted over towards the Donald Trump legal defense fund.
Who would you rather be, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Because that's a hard one.
That is a hard one. Certainly, neither is the real answer.
Yeah, right, but that's not allowed, is it?
No. Right,
because that wasn't the question.
No,
you have to be one.
Until he became president, I think we all would have said Donald Trump. What, like him or not?
Oh, I don't know.
Like him or not, before he became president,
right.
He seemed very happy with himself.
Right, and Joe...
And he seemed very happy to be Donald
right.
Trump.
And Joe Biden, his son died, and his other son
right.
had all those problems. You're like, oh, that's a tough life.
Yeah.
You're right. If someone's got a gun to your head...
Yeah. He yeah. seemed pleased about death, being Donald
but
Trump.
But death is not an option.
Someone is going to maim
so
you
why they
with a gun.
With the gun? I don't know.
They're going to hit you with it.
Yeah. Look, death's not an option either. So you got to choose one.
Yeah.
Okay, but now post-president. Now today,
yeah,
who do you want to be?
Ugh.
Oh.
I mean,
oh.
Today, I don't want to be Donald Trump because I would owe somebody $500 million. Right.
I just don't want to be. Why? Joe Biden, yes. Why? Why are you running for president?
Right.
You said... That you were going to be, did he say this?
Bridge to the next generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he say a one-term president? Did he specifically
no.
say?
No.
He's
no,
a
he
bridge
said,
to Terabithia, and we all know that yeah. kills young children.
That's true.
Joe Biden, yes. You said you were going to be a bridge to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
We expected you to be a one-generation president, and here you are, barely able to function. On a podcast.
Uh-huh.
With a dwindling reach, as shown clearly in a $1,200 loss month on month.
Uh-huh. Preachingfund.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you carrying this charade on? How I'm going to be so angry at Joe Biden if Trump gets in.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think that's valid.
No, we yes. all are.
I yeah. think... I think my annoyance, my feelings about Chris Angel and my feelings about Joe Biden, I don't think I'm going to look back with the, what do you call it, when you have the benefit of hindsight, or
uh-huh.
I guess you call it the benefit of hindsight. I don't think I'm going to look back with that.
Yeah, it's a known thing, yeah, yeah. benefit of hindsight.
That's why it's called that.
Well,
yeah,
I think
I'm going to look back.
Chris Angel's going to be made the Minister of Magic, right? Under yeah, well, the new Trump regime.
Give me your fucking lunch money.
Yeah.
Give
yeah.
me your lunch money.
No, I just think the only thing I'll look back on with any sort of regret is that time I didn't cut Matt off. And
we all regret that.
Yeah, because now people are like, oh, God, I used to have so much respect for Matt,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't even know that the Magic Castle deliver every single press release about magic throughout the world.
Mm. Via Owl.
He yes. thought, what was it? You thought Murray? No, wait a second. Now
no, I think Matt thought the Magic Castle did put the press release out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
The only thing I'm going to look back and really regret on is
okay, two things.
How
two
much
things.
I backed myself into a corner with this Murray thing. And I think that's it. I think that covers all bases.
That's it.
Oh, well, do you want to stick around for some trivia, Piff?
Oh, if it's going to be any like the medical science-based... trivia. Why do we do this? The trivia part? There was nobody enjoying that last question.
From the last episode.
Yeah, from the last episode, the question was, what does the M stand for in MRSA?
Oh, yeah, and MRSA.
There's nobody enjoying that.
That's probably true.
There might be one medical expert who liked it.
In fairness, no one is enjoying this is our catchphrase.
It's also the catchphrase of the next 4 years who is president.
Right? No one is enjoying this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time.
Is this last 15 minutes?
Yes.
Because I have 15 minutes.
Time. Okay.
Wait, I wanted to talk about something else, though.
You can go on. You can go on. Did we get to this theme song?
Yeah, we can get to this and then talk. Yeah.
Explosion.
What do you want to talk about before the trivia?
I'm back at the Apple Watch, guys.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping for some tips. I've turned off messages. I've turned off WhatsApp. I've turned off emails.
Uh-huh.
So I'm tracking my stats.
So you're just wearing an Apple Watch for the health tracking stuff.
Well, I also like texting on it because I can like shout my text into it.
I thought you just said you turned off the messages.
No, the alerts.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But how do I get Messenger back on, but not the alerts?
Mm.
You know, Facebook Messenger. I want to be able to use it, but not be alerted by it.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
And the same goes for what? Same question.
WhatsApp.
For WhatsApp.
I believe you can just have the WhatsApp on and have the alerts turned off.
Well, I can't figure it out. No, they've got Snoopy on it.
I know. I noticed this it earlier. Because my watch also has Snoopy on it.
I'm so happy. I bought.
We have the same watch face.
I bought the Ultra last time.
Uh huh.
I buy Apple Watches every 6 months and take them back.
Okay.
I've got real big hope for this one. I think this one could last because I'm really into the health.
Yeah.
I'm aiming to close some rings.
Did you get that one from Best Buy?
No, I went to the Apple Store.
Because I got mine from Best Buy, and it had an app on there that Apple has not released yet.
Whoa.
Oh. And it is a blood oxygen level sensor health app.
No, it has released that.
Maybe they've released it by now.
It got taken off.
Oh, okay.
Because what happened was they stole that technology for somebody, and they weren't allowed to sell them.
That's right. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Really? So I have one that has it.
Yeah, but I think
because the Best Buy that I went to and when they were selling
it off yet.
They were like, yeah, we have these that we'll never get more of them, but we have these
until we sell them. That's not going to survive an update, is it?
It's already updated.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
What does it look like? Because I've got this one. I think I've got it as well. Is it this one? The ECG? No, it's not the ECG.
No.
Which one is it? It's the heart one. Is it the heart one? No.
No, because that one's on there too. If I had my watch on, I'd show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think Apple don't have it at the moment. But, no, so I've got Snoopy, which I was very excited. I thought Snoopy was just an ultra thing. But Snoopy's on my watch. And then I swipe across and I get to my rings. And as you can see, I've closed my exercise ring for the day.
Good job. Oh, it looks like that one. It's a circle where half the circle is red and half the circle is blue. I think that's it.
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
This is great.
It's a good pod.
I think
this is going good.
Hang on a second. I think I've got that one. Look. Oh, the blood oxygen app is no longer available.
Oh, there you go.
And your one works.
And mine works.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Take it back. Next watch.
That's right.
I'm going to take it back.
Well, no, because the new ones definitely won't have it.
Guys, the only reason I got this is to know my blood oxygen level. I'm Joe Biden. I need to know my blood oxygen level.
That's true. He does need, moment to moment, he needs to know.
Moment to moment.
Yep.
The electorate needs to know.
Yep. Every now and then I check my blood oxygen level, and I think to myself, why would I need to know this?
Well, because the alternative is Donald Trump.
I guess so. We got an email here from Scoop Exotic. Hey, guys, and whoever else may be in the churn. I just wanted to let you you know that you're killing me with all the stuff you're announcing for Scoop Fest. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing time. I unfortunately will not be able to attend, but I'm insanely envious of anyone that will get to be there. I just started a new job recently after being laid off for 10 months, so I can't swing the time off right now, but it occurred to me that it would be awesome if there was a virtual ticket that I could buy and at least be able to see all or some of the amazing entertainment that you have lined up.
This really sounds like a ChatGPT.
It's probably too much of a pain in the ass to set it up from your end.
We're down $1,200 a month. How do we drive more tickets for Scoop Fest?
But maybe something to consider. No, we can't even get a good camera on Paul. So, no, we definitely can't get a good camera on Scoop Fest.
Right.
After all, I'm sure that you have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted by now.
What's his name?
And you're just kicking back. This is Scoop Exotic.
Hey, Scoop Exotic, why don't you come here and run the entire multimedia operation you're suggesting?
That's the idea.
Instead of just suggesting something that would take us days and days and days to implement, you douche.
In truth, David Smith usually records all the stuff for Scoop Fest, and we usually give Patreon backers access to
that
footage.
Yes. On a completely unrelated note, we haven't gotten an update on Matt's vasectomy in a while. It's not like I'm thinking about his nutsack all the time.
I want to,
but it's
get one.
Obviously more than 0 times a month. Matt, any updates on that?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I knew my life was going to get busy when I knew the window that I was dealing with was dealing with it, but I have to follow up on the referral that they made to the new place. I just haven't done it.
I have a doctor's appointment in the next couple of weeks. I'm afraid I have arthritis in one of my fingers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and one knuckle and a finger.
She had a vasectomy then.
I figure I might just get it all done at once.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. There you go.
Might get a finger fixed, get LASIK, and get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
All in the same place.
Pete just gave me a good Apple Watch tip.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. If you touch, I know you didn't ask for it, but I didn't want to leave it hanging. I don't want your listenership to be left out.
Yeah.
If you tap at the top of the watch, shows you notifications, you swipe that down.
Yeah.
And then you can swipe left to start killing them, like babies.
Oh. Oh, nice.
There you go.
I don't want to be notified, you motherfucker, unless I need to know something.
So we got a Scoopity coming to us from Scoop Exotic as well. The categories are who wrote it, who sang it, who said it, and who fucked it.
Ooh. I also had to turn off that thing where you turn your wrist. And it, like, was like, Siri was like, yes.
Oh, I hate
that. Also, oh, yeah, yeah. No, I turned that
also,
off day one.
Is it just me? When you put in AirPods and you use Siri, when I use Siri normally, I go, hey, Siri, and goes, hello, or whatever he's like, how can I help? Whatever it does. When I use AirPods, it goes, huh? What? Like it's busy. Like it's in the middle of watching TV. And I was like, yeah.
Mine does that when it's on.
When you have AirPods, I'm on my time.
Right.
Yeah.
Siri's like, yeah, what is it? I'm in the middle of shit.
Why are you bothering me?
God. Have you heard of Google? God.
When I'm in the car and I'm sending text messages in the car on Apple CarPlay, you know, I'll dictate the text message that I want to send.
Yeah.
And it will say, do you want to send that or change it? And I'll go, send it. And sometimes she'll reply back with, I'll send your message. And sometimes she just goes, sent.
Yeah, right. It's like, what's Siri up to?
Yeah.
It's just like, got two jobs going at once.
Right. Would you like me to send this or do you want to change it? I'll go ahead and send it.
Done.
On it.
Yeah. No, sure.
Yep.
You
got it, bud.
I cannot use CarPlay to save my life.
Oh, really?
If I had to save my life using CarPlay.
You wouldn't be able to.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
No. Explosion in the car.
Oh, no.
If the CarPlay said, do you want the car to explode? Yes or no? I would say no.
Explode.
Send.
I'm up first. Piff, what category do you want to start with?
$800 on who wrote it.
Who wrote it for $800?
Remind me again which sad individual writes these.
This is from Scoop Exotic. Who sent that email I was just reading?
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
You are shitting me.
Nope, same person.
That motherfucker who wrote that email, the one who just asked you casually to
set up a camera setup.
Invest $20,000 so in a multimedia. When you're losing $1,200 a month.
That's right.
Just so that they could be somewhere they couldn't be bothered to go to.
Correct.
That prick is behind every one of these questions.
That's right.
Ugh.
Every one of them. I am 10 years old, and I know every crack, bone, and crevice in the crumbling sidewalk running up and down Randolph Street, my street. Here on passing afternoons, I am Hannibal crossing the Alps, GIs locked in vicious mountain combat, and countless...
What?
It's possible we should have started at the top of this category.
Yeah. No, it's a, well, it's a who wrote it. It's who wrote it.
Countless what?
Oh, I okay.
Why did they? All right, because
the category
writing?
Is who wrote it.
So why did they stop writing?
I think it went on too long for the for yeah. the format.
I don't know. Is that the dot dot dot? I don't
it's
know.
The dot dot dot.
No, it has the ellipses at the end of it.
Was that Patton who wrote that because he thought he was Hannibal?
Possible. Sure. Let's try Patton. Let's just see. Let's just see what happens if I say Patton. Happens. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
Oh. All right.
No, why didn't you get that one?
So not Patton.
I didn't really tune in. I missed it.
Yeah.
You're the Bruce Springsteen fan here, right?
I know. Yeah. I blew it.
As you're hearing this, Matt and I have seen Bruce Springsteen. We saw him the other day.
Yeah.
But we haven't actually seen him yet, so we haven't talked about it yet.
Do you know what that's like?
That's seeing Bruce Springsteen? No. It's happening in a
no,
couple
what
days.
Matt just did. It's like if the next quote was from Obama.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I didn't know who
and
it
you,
was.
And Joe Biden didn't know it.
Right. And I was next to him when he was delivering it.
Yeah.
That's what that was like.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what it was like. Matt, you're up.
But my memory is failing, and so we can't hold me to account.
That's
fourth,
true.
Fourth category for 200.
I'm an elderly man with a faltering memory.
This
so
Russian leader was rumored to have fucked a horse.
Putin.
Try it. No. Let's try Putin.
No.
Catherine the Great.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
Putin is, however, a Russian leader.
We had an amazing one. You heard about this one, right? Well, we had a prime minister who was rumored to have
fucked a pig.
Well, put his penis in a pig's head is what it actually was. Fucked a pig.
Gross.
Is one way of looking at it.
Uh-huh.
Put his penis in the head of a dead pig was what the actual accusation
I mean, I saw
was,
that episode of Black Mirror.
Which was released before that accusation came
no,
to
life. No, it was not.
It was.
Really?
Yeah. If you
in the simulation. Yep.
I think the first episode laugh, of Black Mirror.
If you want to laugh, Google Charlie Brooker this. Because when that was released and then the real story came to light, he freaked the fuck out. Because he was like, what's going on? You can't make up anything now.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, the first episode of Black... I think it was the very first episode ever of Black Mirror.
I think it was.
There was like a terrorist organization or something saying they were going to do something if the prime minister didn't fuck a pig on television.
Rory Kinnear, amazing actor.
That was I heard Black Mirror was amazing. When I heard something so amazing, and I want to know nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I sat down with my wife and my mother-in-law and began watching that episode. And then my wife was authentically mad at me for a very long time.
Probably still.
Yeah. She was like, close? You close?
You close?
Yeah. So I shouldn't bring that episode up to your wife.
Please don't.
Good. Okay.
I've got three more minutes.
Okay. Paul, you're up.
I'll try
get
who
a question
sang
with
it.
Piff.
I'll try who sang
who
it.
Who sang
200.
It? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse.
That's
when
Eric
you're chewing
Idle.
On life's gristle, don't grumble. Give a whistle, and this will help things turn out for the best.
That's Eric Idle from Monty Python.
But it's not a comedy quiz, is it?
No, but who sang it? It was Eric Idle singing it. Yeah.
Who sang it?
No, but this thing, because that's the bit I never really understood about this bit. Like,
the whole bit that we do trivia at the end of the
why in a comedy podcast you'd have a non-comedy quiz?
Well, the comedy comes out of some of the stuff.
Does it?
No.
Python's comedy.
I mean, you could make the same argument for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
No.
Why on a comedy podcast aren't we funny?
Wow.
Jacob just really, we're not even top three anymore.
Not top three,
Jacob's
no.
shitting. Tent
listen, stringers.
Buddy. There is nothing but gold coming from this side of the room. Hey?
Like, let the record show that Piff is motioning to his side of the room.
Yes. It's me and Matthew Donnelly crushing it.
Yeah. Well, because you have all those coffee dates.
That's right.
It's yeah, that's true. Honestly, we just work on material. They're not really dates, guys.
They're just
writing sessions.
It's a lot of heavy, a lot of pads, a lot of yellow pads.
Yeah. And for the last 2 years, I've just been like, I'm not ready.
Then today
I felt I got some good biden material.
So, Scoops, if you go back and listen to this show again, just listen to it with the knowledge that this was Piff ready.
2 years in the making.
Yep.
2 years in the making.
That's it.
It's all
Piff, thank you for
tape.
Dropping by, buddy.
I've got one more minute.
All right.
Oh, I'll thank you for in a moment. I'll go, who said it for 200? It was hard running stuff. I didn't love it. And those mini fridges are so small, you could only fit a six-pack in them. And the freezers are basically useless. To be honest, when I found out that patriarchy wasn't about horses, I lost interest anyway.
Don't know. Don't want to know. Don't hard need to running. Know.
What?
Who said it?
Who said it?
Oh, wait. No. I have no idea. Pass. Pass it to Matt.
That's Ken from the Barbie movie.
Oh, that's who I was about to guess. Shit. It is, yeah. Ken from Barbie movie.
There we go.
Nice. Yeah,
I should have trusted myself.
But once again, a complete absence of laughter.
No, it's still not 2:30. Matt,
no,
you're up.
No, it is. I've got 10 seconds. So let's use this to say goodbye.
All right. Piff the Magic Dragon, everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, there he was.
Thank you for having me.
Follow him on all the social medias.
Yep.
Go see his show at the Flamingo. Go see him on tour. All of his tour dates at piffthemagicdragon.com.
That's right.
Magic Castle Magician of the Year.
That's right.
Magic Castle you Magician heard of the first. Year. Piff the Magic Literally. Dragon.
Accepted with glee. Accepted with glee.
There's an award ceremony on the 8th.
Are you going to go to the award ceremony?
Yeah.
Oh, Piff is going to go. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe if you don't go to the award ceremony, maybe that's not accepting the award.
No.
Declined. Yeah. Put it on declined.
That's true.
See you, buddy. Let's
Bye.
Go get coffee.
Let's go and get coffee.
I'll text you. Matt, you're up.
First category of 200.
Who wrote it? Chris the Octopus was content as could be under the sea. He knew nothing of Christmas or holiday cheer. That was until one day Santa Claus lost his famous hat, and it found a new home on Chris's head.
That's Paul Mattingly.
Paul Mattingly
it's true.
Is correct. Chrismopus, the Christmas Octopus. Buy it. Buy that book, Chrismopus.
If you Paul, can find it. I will do Who Sang It Again.
You better put all your eggs in one basket. You better count your chickens before they hatch. You better sell some wine before it's time. You better find yourself an itch to scratch.
That is Weird Al's Dare to Be Stupid.
Oh, Weird Al, Dare to Be Stupid. Absolutely. Did you know that?
His Devo parody. Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, I didn't know that
included
either.
Included in the Transformers, the animated movie soundtrack.
Ah, that explains that.
Basically, the theme
I'll
of the
go. Who fucked it for 400? This politician and general fucked Cleopatra.
Whoa.
I believe. Wait, would that be Antony? No,
same
Augustus.
Guy who was with J Lo.
That's it, Ryan Reynolds.
No, you were on the right track before. There's just one more name before it.
Mark Antony, Caesar Augustus. It was Mark Antony.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said first.
You said Anthony.
Oh, okay.
There, we figured it out, guys.
Good.
Problem
so
solved.
Mark Antony, did he fuck Cleopatra?
I'm trying to. That's Shit. The whole movie.
Okay. Fine, I'll go Mark Antony. It was. Marcus Antonius
Mark
Antony.
Same guy that did J-Lo. Guy gets around.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Mark Antony. Was having a fling with J-Lo.
Yes.
And Mark Antony, yes.
Yes.
Was the person in Julius Caesar.
They sound the same. See? Ha ha.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Matt, you're up.
Lend me your lady.
I'll take the second category for 600.
Who sang it? Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year, stole many a man's soul and faith.
That's Rolling Stones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who's the singer?
Oh, not Keith Richards.
Good. Although I think he might have written this one.
Oh, is it who wrote it?
No, it's who sang it.
Sang it.
Now, are they asking for the character?
Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Or the devil?
What would the character be?
The devil.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, Sympathy for the Devil is the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Get one question.
The person who sang it is basically the devil.
Yep.
I will close out who sang
it. That might be one of the... All right. For 800, this ain't no party, this ain't no disco, this ain't no fooling around, no time for dancing or lovey-dovey, I ain't got time for that now.
That is David Byrne of the Talking Heads.
Okay, that is David Byrne of the Talking Heads. Life During Wartime.
Great song.
It is a good song.
Let's see. It's me. I'll go. Who fucked it for 600? In 2004, this celebrity made one of the most infamous sex tapes ever with her boyfriend, Rick Solomon. So Kim Kardashian's sex tape was with Ray J. Ray J.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem like it's short for Rick Solomon.
No, I don't think so.
So this has got to be Paris Hilton. Got to be Paris. Yeah, Paris Hilton.
One Night in Paris.
Yeah. Let the record show that he really knows his pornography.
That's right.
Matt, you're up.
At 30 frames a second. No.
Rick, of course, makes his appearance at 2 minutes, 52 seconds into the video. He enters from camera left.
Third category for
who set it for 400? Daily Devil!
Bet it all.
And now it's for 800. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
Fucking A.
I remember this from something.
I knew exactly what it was.
Who said it?
Mm-hmm.
This definitely rings a bell.
Oh, I know exactly who said it.
Well, help him out. Give him a hint.
He's doing it right now. He's doing a voice, but I can't figure out what
it is. Well, you can look at the camera.
Oh,
there's nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. Oh, that's right. You.
Dr. Evil.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Evil is... Do it. Correct. Mike Myers, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Yeah, he says that to Carrie. What's her name? Princess Leia.
Funny.
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher. She's his psychiatrist.
Oh, I just got a text from Piff saying yes to getting some coffee.
That's nice. That's nice.
Paul, you're up.
I'll try Who Wrote It for 400, please.
First of all, I don't really train the dog to do anything. Here's why. Even if he does something 9 times out of 10, it's not good enough because I do more shows than that in a week. So at least once a week, I'd end up shouting at a tiny, adorable dog.
End up shouting
at a tiny, adorable dog.
I'm going to say that's Piff.
Got to be Piff, right? Yep.
Oh, he left.
I know.
Yeah, right. Just in time for his question. Yeah. But that's nice that we had a Piff question on the Piff day.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll close out Who Fucked It for 800. This actor was in over 2,200 films and is estimated to have had around 14,000 different sexual partners. We of course know who this is. He's had a bit of not so great public looking things lately. This is, of course, Tom Hanks. He's been kind of rude to some paparazzi lately.
There we go. It's tough. It's very tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be Ron Jeremy, right?
No.
Ron Jeremy. Oh, John Holmes.
Johnny Wad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Johnny Wad, Jacob.
Sorry, it's Johnny Wad.
Johnny Wad. Okay.
Matt, you're up.
I'll do the...
Let the record show that Paul really knows his pornography.
I mean,
what's
I do.
The third category?
You got Who Wrote It or Who Said It?
I'll do Who Said It.
For 600. Okay, let me tell you what it's like a virgin. Okay, let me start over. Okay, let me tell you what like a virgin's about. It's all about this coos who's a regular fuck machine. I'm talking morning, night, afternoon, dick, 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 dick.
Is this Jay Muse?
No, this is Quentin Tarantino. This is the rant from the diner scene in Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay.
So the rant from the diner scene in Reservoir Dogs is Quentin Tarantino.
Let's see. It is Mr. Brown, Quentin Tarantino, Brown. Reservoir Dogs.
Mr. Pink, Mr. White.
Paul, you want Who Wrote It or Who Said It?
There's one of them's a what he caught, right?
One of them's a Daily Double.
I'll try Who Said It.
All right, for 800. What did you expect? Welcome, Sonny. Make yourself at home. Marry my daughter. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know, morons.
That is, I think that's Gene Wilder from Blazing Saddles.
So who was this? Who said it or who wrote it? I forget what category it was.
This is who said it.
This is who said it. Okay, there you go.
I mean, or Mel Brooks, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim, the Waco Kid, Gene Wilder, Blazing Saddles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me. Oh, I'm closing out Who Wrote It for 600, and it is a Daily Devil. Oh, it's for 600 because I'm in the negative. Bad monkey war jammer sewn in a crossfire hurricane of needles and pins and imaginary friends howling in the driving rain of the washing machine. Don't you want to live with me? I have no idea at all what that is. Paul, have you ever heard of this? Does that
it's seem familiar to you? There's at all? A cadence there to it. Yeah, this is not a who sang it. This is
was
who
it
wrote
who sang it? Or
this
who, is I think it was it. Who wrote it.
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Bad monkey war jam, a sewn in a crossfire hurricane, needles and pins, like imaginary friends, howlings in the driving rain of the washing machine. Don't you want to live with me? Oh, it sounds like Tom Waits. Kind of. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say Shel Silverstein.
Good guess.
Oh, it's Penn Jillette from Sock.
There
from
you go.
Novel Sock.
There you go. Sock.
And that is the game. Paul wins with 2,600. Matt is in second with 2,200. And I'm in third with a negative 1,200. That's from Scoop Exotic. Thank you, Scoop Exotic.
Thank you
and
so much.
And if you want to come on out to Scoop Fest and record everything and put it up on a live stream, come on out, Scoop Exotic. We welcome you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will. We'll have video and pictures and all those good things up on the Patreon feed for everybody on Patreon for anybody who is not able to attend Scoop Fest.
Yeah. I want to thank Piff the Magic Dragon for stopping by.
Thanks, Piff.
Thanks, Alex, for sticking around.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank the following people. I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Penn.
And I want to thank the following people who all are also Joe Biden.
Yes.
Dungeon Scoop and Dragon Scoop, Dwayne Webb, Ed Marcus, Ed Ondrick, Edless Scoop, Edward Bender, Elisa Walzak, Elkton Magic Scoop, Eric Nielsen, Evil Monkey Scoop, Fade Out Scoop, Fifi, Finn Stephenson, Flat Kidney, Frankie's Tiki Scoop, Freehold Scoop, Freeze Dried Scoop, and Frozen 49th Scoop.
The following people all have their political t-shirts ready to go. No one's happy about this 2024. Hillian Scoop, don't have a scoop name. Ian Soto, Ice Cream Manwich, Ice Cream Sunday, Ice Cream Sunday School. Aha. Ice Blue Scoop, I want a scoop, baby. Jacob Dinkelaker, Jake Schneider, James Dawson, James Hubble, Jameson Fisher, Janine Lankard, Jason Klepper, Jason Horkostis, Jason Speckland, Jason Street, Jason Vasquez, Jason Victor, Jay Shapiro, Jed Taxon, Jeff Faust, Jeff Harris, Jeff Libby, and Jeff Loomis.
The following people all declined becoming the Magician of the Year at the Magic Castle. Frozen Cusser, Fudgy the Whale, Galusha Scoop, Galactic President McScoops, Scooper Star McScoops-a-Lot, Galen Diggs, Garrett Godfrey, Gasman Scoop, Gaspacho Scoop, Gelato Problems, Gelato Steve, Gene Zenk, Genetic Scoop, George Guskov, Gerardo Garcia, Gizmo Scoop, Gray Whitaker, Greater Sunday Scoop, Green Wolf Scoop, Grill Sergeant Scoop, Guy Wade, Gwarthok, Hatchet Scoop, He Scoops Me, He Scoops Me Not, Heather Divine Hansen, and Holly Marshmallow Lightly.
The following people all think Stretch Pifflezine is a great name for the new car that Mr. Piffles drives in on. Jeff Story, Jenny Ebarb, Jeremy Hudson, Jesse Rain, Jill Short, Jim Hunter, Jimmy Slonina, Joanna Cheek, John Carter, John Glore, John Holchin, John Jacob Scoopenheimer Schmidt, Johnny Parker, Jonathan, John Boy, Jordan Campbell, Joseph Foster, and Joseph Palerio.
And the following scoops will probably never regret the things they've said about Chris Angel. That's Josh Roberts, Joshua Tarr, J-Rock Scoop, Juan Galvez, Judy Schneider, Justin Robert Young, Kay Mathis, Keister Sunday, Keith Roberts Corning Scoop, Kelsey Kunderi, Ken Fargy, Kenneth Soto, Kevin Chamberlain, Kevin Dory, Kevin Earls, Kimchi Do Scoop, King Scoop, Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny, Kiwi Scoop, Colin Tony, Kristen Kledick, Kurt Egner, Kurt Hendrickson, Kevin Davis, Kayla Lesenberry, L.A.J., Lad Culbertson, Lance Amond, Larry Goodale, Latter-day Scoop, Lori Elsroth, Lee Forrest, Leon Cox, Leon Kassab, Lil Red, Linda Brandmere, Lindsay Bechera, Luke Mellon, Macho Scoop, Randy Sprinkles, Mama Ninja Scoop, Maple Raisin Scoop, Marble Tulip Scoopy Tree, and Mark Sadowski. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to us week after week. We really appreciate spending time with you. Stay safe out there. We love you, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, real talk. We need you to go over to preachingfun.com. We need to get back above that bonus episode link, because otherwise we're going to hear about it from Biff for a while. We're preaching fun.
That's true.
See ya!
Dragons know their hordes of gold.
They do.